Well, to be very honest, first thing I would like to say is I think it's an absolute disgrace that this AHB has been given massive taxpayers' money. And here we are at a time, due to government policy, that we are finding homelessness at a record high. In my own municipal district area, we have quite a high number of homelessness, and we have a building that belongs to Response, paid by taxpayers' money, and they were to build on the ground floor 8 two-bedroom apartments. Them 8 two-bedroom apartments started works a number of years ago, which is no reflection whatsoever onto the contractor, and yet to this day, them apartments haven't been finished. Now, the HSE and Respond entered into an agreement which ended up that the ground floor laid empty for many, many years, which that itself is immoral and a disgrace. We have tenants who are living in the apartments there. They don't even know what's happening. They believe that they're not being consulted with properly. They believe that they've been dismissed and they've been ignored. And what I'm, as a local councillor, a number of things that I want to see happening and I've been working towards is, first and foremost, I'd like to see the apartments finished and people put into them. I'd like to see Response come and sit down and meet with myself, our council, housing management and the tenants, and show some respect to the tenants by telling them what exactly is happening. The tenants not knowing from day to day, from week to week, and at this stage, year to year, what is happening on the ground floor of what is their homes. And it is not acceptable. So yet again, here we are calling for Respond to carry out the works that they were initially supposed to do since that building was built. What taxpayers' money? And I believe that outside of small local AHB family or friends or local cooperatives, the AHB model is not working for us, not working for us as taxpayers. And I have to be honest with you that it's a disgrace and a shame on Respond having that ground floor lying since that building's been empty. I'm a councillor now nearly 12 years and that building's ground floor has laid empty. We were quite excited after we negotiated and had a lot of meetings and back through and forward with Respond, and they started works a number of years ago to have eight two-bedrooms apartments out of Qualia, and here we are having the same conversation that I had in Highland a number of years ago.
And how likely do you think it is that this meeting that you've called for will happen?
Well, look, we'll have to wait and see. I find Respond is very, excuse the pun, but very slow to respond, and that they're not engaging in the manner that shows professionalism and respect towards our council, and more importantly, towards their tenants. They have a number of tenants there who have told me that they've been consistently looking for answers to a lot of questions that they believe affects them, and they're not getting it. That's not being respectful. That is not how you treat other people.